This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We are about to start, we're about to wrap up Romans chapter 2 here in a moment. Just want to take a quick moment and welcome and greet all of you, those of you here in Brevard County, hearing on the radio, 7 a.m. on 91.5, 11:45 a.m. on 1510 a.m., 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7 down in South Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here today. Also at 8:45 in the evening, maybe you're on your way home and you've tuned us in on WMIE Radio. Paul Esposito here with you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Let's see what else is going on in this ministry. Sunday morning, I'm back preaching after a couple weeks off. This Sunday morning at 10:30 is when we meet. The place is Island Community Church. Been the pastor there for almost 5 years now. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and we're looking for a few good men. Lord's doing a great work there, and I invite you to come by and visit at least and worship the Lord with us here at our house, and perhaps maybe the Lord might be leading you to transfer your membership and to be a part of this ministry here in Merritt Island that God is doing. So if that's you, I invite you to come by. And matter of fact, not only do I invite you, I ask you. I ask you if you would, because I need your help. I need your help in building this ministry here. You know, we know the Lord is the one that adds to the church daily, but you and I are His hands and feet. And I encourage you to come on board here with us and help us to make a dent right here in Brevard County. In Jesus' name. Island Community Church is in a great community. I think it's an untapped community, and we're a really small fellowship, and we really could use a few good men and women who like this program, who want to hear the truth. You want to hear the Word of God. If that's you, if you don't want things sugar-coated, if you don't want me to just tickle your ear, you know you're not going to get that here. If you've been listening for the last week on this program, you know indeed that that's not the case here. We call it the way that it is. What was sin 2,000 years ago is sin today. God doesn't change. We change. I call it devolution, where we devolve. We go down and further and further and further down, becoming almost animalistic. And then God looks. He seems so lofty then that man just shakes an angry fist at God and His holiness. And I refuse to go down, and I won't let you either. I encourage you to not to stray from the truth of the Word of God, not to give in to society, not to be infected by this world, which is why James calls those that are adulterers, spiritual adulterers. Know you not the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever makes himself the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Not a place where you want to be, friend. Let me get into the word here now. We are in Romans chapter 2. We're looking now at this monumental heading in my New King James Bible that says this: circumcision of no avail. You see, there's been a change in the law here, and this is what we're going to look at here today. Romans chapter 2, verse 25, for circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you, who even with your written code and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who was one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. So if you notice here, first of all, how Paul spiritualizes this text. You see, he says that a true Jew from now on is not someone born from Jewish parents. Not any longer. Do you see that? Paul and Jesus both spiritualize what it means to be a Jew. You see, things are changing now. Things are changing. You're not a Jew anymore because of your parents. Now things are changing here. But a Jew, a true Jew, is a spiritual son of Abraham, a born-again believer. This is what the Lord Jesus says, Revelation 3:9. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. What a colossal statement here at understanding. From now on, we have to understand. Now, you see, what's happened here is some people have taken this text and they've thrown the baby out with the bathwater, and they've come to believe what we call replacement theology, where the church has replaced Israel. Now, that's what happens when you misunderstand this text here. That's not what Paul is saying here. When we get to chapter 9 through 11, we're going to see God's got a plan with Israel. There is no replacement theology. The church has not replaced Israel. He even says as much. Where we read in chapter 11, Paul says, has God cast away his people whom he prognosco, who he foreknew? And he said, God forbid. Notice the word foreknew there, prognosis, meaning God knew all along what was going to happen. This is what I just taught last night here at the midweek Bible study at church. They says, why do you speak to them in parables? He says, I speak to them in parables so that hearing they will hear and not hear, seeing they will see and not see, lest they should turn from their sins and repent. This is all part of God's plan. He knew this from the beginning. God has not cast away his people whom he knew in advance. Prognosco, to know in advance. This stuff didn't take him by surprise. This is part of God's plan all along. God is not done with the nation of Israel. However, a true Jew, we read, is a spiritual son of Abraham. Someone with faith. We read about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Also, the second shocking thing here in this text is that from now on, circumcision means nothing. And that must mean that there's been a change in covenants. You see, a circumcision of the letter, meaning the Old Testament law, revealed in the five books of Moses, is no longer. Now what matters is the circumcision of the heart. You're a believer. You are a spiritual Jew by faith in your heart, by believing, by being a spiritual son of Abraham, by believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it, and he was glad. Before Abraham was, he went on to say, I am. A true spiritual Jew is a believer in Jesus Christ. It's a man and a woman with faith. Here we see the circumcision now is of the heart, not of the letter. What a monumental thing. You know, for those that say and those that believe out here, there's a growing number of people who believe and still follow the Old Testament law as Christians. And they say that the Apostle Paul and Jesus kept Torah, is what they say. Oh, yeah? You think the Apostle Paul kept Torah? Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Remember, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, and this is what the Pharisee said. He says, for in Christ, this is Galatians 5, 6, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But faith working through love. In Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But faith working through love. Can you grasp the magnitude of what this Pharisee just said? He said circumcision means nothing. Circumcision does not amount to a hill of beans anymore. Circumcision was the Old Testament faith. Without it, you were utterly cast out and thrown out of society. Without it, it was the seal of the Old Testament faith. And now a Pharisee is getting up and saying that circumcision means nothing. You see, there's been a change in covenants. You are not under the law anymore. We're going to read in chapter 6, verse 16. You are no longer under the law, but under grace. Here's another one. Also in Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. The first one for you to read in your own time was Galatians 5, 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. The Pharisee tells you that circumcision means nothing. Get that into your spirit today. Circumcision means nothing. The Pharisee from the Old Testament keeper of the law, the one who put Christians to death, that went from door to door dragging out Christians and hated them, that Pharisee is telling you today circumcision means nothing. You are not under the law anymore. Listen to what this Pharisee is teaching you. You are no longer under the law. Now, Galatians 6:15, it says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but a new creation. So it's Galatians 5:6 and Galatians 6:15. In Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. That from the Apostle Paul to you. We also read in the 2 Corinthians 2:6, it says he's made us as sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills. But the spirit gives life. He also calls it a ministry of death. If the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, how will the ministry of the spirit be not much more glorious? We're out of time. We're going to pick it up right there tomorrow. We're going to look at more. I'm going to share more with you on how this Old Testament former Pharisee tells you that circumcision means nothing anymore. But faith in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the WGOD radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.